Welcome to the Keeping It Young radio program, conversations about marriage, family, and ministry life. I'm Dave.
And I'm Bethley.
And we are the Youngs.
Hey, everybody. Thank you for joining us here at Keeping It Young, where Dave and Bethley share practical lessons from God's Word about marriage, family, and ministry life. They desire to encourage, edify, and equip you as you navigate these important matters in your own life. You never board a plane with a politician on it. Why? Because he's always going to try to destroy the left or the right wing. Some of you will get that as you lay your head down on the pillow tonight. Well, let's join Dave and Bethley as they cover emphasizing godly counsel and rejecting wrong counsel from the Proverbs.
Okay, well then let's get started. How do you have a happy life and a happy family? Today we're going to talk about, we have to emphasize the value of counsel. And we've talked about, you know, a whole list of things there, the value of, you know, influence, that was where we just finished, the value of our words, of diligence, of God's blessings. We've emphasized a lot of things. But here is an important matter discussed in the book of Proverbs that is highlighted repeatedly, and we thought it deserved an entire podcast.
Yes, and I think we should probably draw the definition of what we're actually talking about. We're talking about getting biblical counsel from godly people that you know and love, or maybe have been recommended to you. We're not talking about there is this cultural explosion of people wanting to go for quote unquote counseling, or maybe to what our culture calls therapy. There's certainly nothing wrong with that, but that's not what we're going to delve into today. We're just going to talk about biblical counsel.
Yes. And so let's start by just reminding our audience, and what we've learned here in Proverbs is that counsel is important. So I'll start in chapter 11, and you can jump in chapter 12, and we'll alternate. Here's just some verses. Chapter 11, verse 14 is a great place to start, because the Bible says, where no counsel is, the people fall. But in the multitude of counselors, there is safety. Now let's just highlight the truth of this verse, 11:14. What the Bible says here and teaches is that in a lack of counsel equals a fall. So if I'm going to fail, if I'm going to fall, if I'm going to struggle, a lack of counsel will lead to that. And lots of counsel is what he's teaching here, that lots of counsel leads to protection. The King James word is the word safety.
Yes.
But the idea is there's protection and lots of counsel. The more counsel I get, the more it helps me not to make wrong choices. It helps me to make wise choices, right choices. And remember, the theme Solomon is really addressing overall is the idea of wisdom.
Yes.
And so if I'm going to live a life of wisdom, the more counsel I get that is right and wise and godly, that heads us in a wise direction, there's massive profit in that. So that's chapter 11, verse 14. What do we learn from chapter 12 and verse 15?
The way of a fool is right in his own eyes, but he that hearkeneth unto counsel is wise.
So what are the lessons we learn from that verse?
We learn that just going in our own discretion, our own quote unquote wisdom, without any counsel whatsoever, is a foolish thing to do. And there is wisdom in seeking counsel. I know that culturally, these days, it's not a popular thing to ask people older than you about something, to ask your mom or ask your sister or ask that godly lady at church. That's just not culturally popular. But the Bible does say that it's not a wise thing to do, just to go on in your own wisdom, just to struggle.
Sure. So he's saying here, it's foolish to act on your own, but it is wise to heed to counsel. There's another one here in chapter 15, verse 22, and the Bible says these words, without counsel, purposes are disappointed, but in the multitude of counselors, they are established. And so the lesson he gives us right here is that a lack of counsel damages our plans, is the idea of that. We are damaged when we lack counsel, and yet lots of counsel establishes our plans. So if we're going to have a good foundation, I read this morning in my own devotions in Matthew 7, Jesus, of course, that's the Sermon on the Mount, in which he talks about the wise man builds his house upon the rock. Of course, we sing that with our children and yes, in Sunday school and in junior churches. But the idea of this one here is that this establishes, it gives us a foundation. It provides a firm footing so that when the challenges and the storms and the trials and the tragedies and the difficulties of life come along, lots of counsel has provided a foundation that helps us to get through those times. All right, how about chapter 19 and verse 20?
I think this verse just totally builds upon chapter 15, verse 22. It says, "Hear counsel and receive instruction that thou mayest be wise in the latter end."
That's interesting, isn't it? So simple.
Yes. So even if the counsel that you are receiving, maybe you're just sitting around talking and you're hearing things. This happens all the time to David and I. We're sitting at a table with people that are down the road farther than we are in our marriage or family or ministry. And we just hear something from them and we just kind of tuck it away. And it is counsel that helps us in the latter end. It helps us with wisdom for the future. And that's a wonderful thing. I love it.
And one of the things we do is we seek counsel and we're listening to instruction and we're receiving it, that there comes a time, sometimes in the moment, we don't need it. They were good, you know, but well, that was interesting. Mm-hmm. And yet down the road, especially those of us who are parenting, down the road, things are going to come up, things are going to happen. Many times in our marriage, when we're raising children, in our family as we're raising our children, we were prepared for things that came up, for issues, for handling situations, because of the instruction we had received and the counsel we had heard.
Right, or even just watching the godly example of people who have gone on before.
So we got to hear it and receive it. And if we do it, the Bible promise here is that we'll be wise in the latter end, which means when the time comes that we need it. Here's Proverbs 20, verse 5. "Counsel in the heart of man is like deep water, but a man of understanding will draw it out." Now here's what he's teaching in this verse. Counsel is available. So you that are parenting, and maybe you've never seen it, some of you have never seen a really happy family. Mm. And you've never, you know, your mom and dad, maybe they divorced, and maybe some of you came out of foster care.
Right.
So you've never seen that. But here's what Solomon is trying to say. Counsel is available. So that no matter where you are, no matter what you're facing, no matter what's going on in your family or your life, there are good and godly people who have navigated these waters before you, and you've got to realize that they know the answer. It's like deep water.
Yes.
There's counsel available out there. It may be way down deep and you may not readily see it, which is why he says a man of understanding will draw it out. And he's using that word we referred to weeks ago, because Solomon is writing about wisdom, understanding, knowledge, and discretion. And he says, as we're growing in wisdom, we learn to look for counsel. In other words, it has to be found on purpose. If I'm going to get godly, wise counsel, if I'm a man of understanding, I will draw it out. I will take the time to seek for it, to listen for it, to examine it, to ask for it, to delve into it. So that's a great verse. There's one more here, chapter 20, verse 15.
I believe it's verse 18. Okay. And so I could be wrong here.
I think you're right.
Every purpose is established by counsel, and with good advice, make war.
Yes. Now that's a good one, isn't it? Every purpose is established by counsel, and with good advice, make war. And so there's several things we can learn there. Greater undertakings demand greater counsel.
Yes.
So one of the greatest undertakings some of you that are listening will ever do in your life is raise children. What an undertaking that is. And you could almost say that's a war.
Oh, my.
Well, in a sense it is, because there is a spiritual warfare about the family. So that's there's no doubt this is a war. The enemy attacks the family relentlessly in our culture. It seems like almost everything is against the family. And the traditional family is no longer traditional. The new tradition is a blended family, a broken family. Mm-hmm. That is now the norm. And so what we understand is that the enemy is attacking. So by understanding that great undertakings demand greater counsel, moms and dads, if you're raising children, you should be learning and looking and listening. Counsel, counsel, tell me, help me, show me, reveal to me. And the greater the undertaking, the greater the counsel, but also the greater undertakings are successful, he says here, by the counsel. And it's pretty simple. With good advice, we make war. Mm. So these are huge undertakings, and we need counsel. And so Bethy and I want to simply suggest to you that the way you have a happy life and a happy family, what we're learning today is we have to emphasize the value of good counsel.
I was wondering if maybe the end part of that verse, with good advice, make war, maybe people should, before they start stirring things up on social media, get some counsel about that.
That's getting a little personal.
And so if you get some good advice, maybe you won't make a war on social media. I don't know.
Where else do you want to go with that? You're on a little roll there.
It just occurred to me. I don't know.
So counsel is important.
Yeah, it is.
That's our first lesson today. Counsel is important. And we all want to also want to then point out that counsel, according to all the verses here, requires teachability. This is a really hard one for our culture.
It is.
Because number one, we look for counsel in all the wrong places. Social media,
true,
influencers, mm-hmm, peers. We look for counsel in the wrong places, or we often just fail to, I know what I'm doing. I don't need you.
Right.
I know what I'm doing. I'm fine. Nobody, for some reason in our culture, there's an idea that a lot of people, and you and I see this a lot in our meetings, in our conferences and things, there's a ton of younger people who will tell you all the time, we want older people to invest in us. Mm-hmm. We want that. We want older people. But what we have discovered, and you that are younger, now hear us out on this, what we often discover is that oftentimes they're not teachable. So what they want is approval. They want to share what they're thinking, what they're wanting, and they look to older people. And if an older person doesn't readily applaud and give approval, then they reject the counsel.
Yes.
Well, what we're saying is that Solomon is teaching here is that it requires teachability. In other words, teach me. Don't approve of me. Don't look at my lifestyle and say, oh, okay, well, hey, that's great. You're so good. And oh my goodness, you're wise beyond your years. We're not to look for the approval. We're to look for the lesson. For someone who is older and wiser, for those who have accomplished what we want, we look for them. And that requires teachability.
It does. I was thinking about this the other day that when I remember being a young married woman, a young mama, and even with both of our parents, they were very quick to say, hey, when we were raising our kids, this is what we did and this is what worked, whether it was something practical or something along the spiritual realm, you know. And I remember being that young mama and sometimes thinking to myself, well, that was you. That was 25 years ago or 30 years ago. We don't do it that way anymore. And I know that there are so many young parents today that can have that same feeling. So I do understand that times do change, approaches to medicine or I don't know, all kinds of different practical things can change. I do understand that. But when we were coming along with our family, we did not have the plethora of information or even misinformation that is available today, so that we didn't have Facebook or Instagram to turn to or all the blog posts or anything like that. There were books available. But what we did learn after a while of being, can I just say, prideful in our own ability,
yes,
to do it as parents, we eventually learned, I need to call my mom about this. Or maybe we need to talk this over with David's parents. Or maybe we need to seek out an older pastor and wife who have a happy, successful family and see what they have done. Instead, in this generation, it's not wrong to have social media, but it's so easy to turn to social media to find the Instagrammer who has a 2-year-old just like you, and she seems so wise, and she just knows how it is. And so you are then validated in your decision to do whatever with that 2-year-old instead of going to your parents, instead of going to that a little bit older mom in your church and saying, hey, we're having this difficulty. What can we do about it? And so the teachability is just becoming something that is just not even present in young people today. And it can be frustrating. And just hear me out, young moms. It can be frustrating because we as older women do have a Titus 2 mandate. The older women are to teach the younger women. But there is no teaching younger women who do not have a teachable spirit. I can even see it when I've been invited to speak and I'm standing in front of ladies, the younger women who will roll their eyes or will turn me off or be scrolling on Instagram because what can this 54-year-old woman possibly teach me, you know? And I am not an authority. I am not. We are still learning, but it can be very frustrating. And oh, the wonderful things that David and I, when we would swallow our pride, when we would say, you know what, we don't have this all together. We need to learn. How many things we learned from the examples of others and even from the counsel of others.
Hey, this is your good friend Michael Barnett, and you've been listening to Dave and Bethley's study on emphasizing godly counsel and rejecting wrong counsel, a continuation of their series, Wisdom from the Proverbs. I can assure you that what this couple says is tried and true. I know them personally. Join them tomorrow for the continuation of this study. If you'd like more information or would like to hear more of these edifying episodes of Keeping It Young, just visit keepingityoungpodcast.com. Today's program has been a production of Keeping It Young. So thanks for listening, and remember to serve the Lord with gladness.
For more information or to hear more Keeping It Young, go to tilradio.org or keepingityoungpodcast.com. This has been a co-production with Keeping It Young and TIO Radio Network.